As we head into the North American Open on this Thursday, it's been more of the same flow we've been seeing since the release of yesterday's softer U.S. CPI report. The U.S. dollar has extended declines even further, while U.S. equities continue to point north. The broad expectation is that the Fed will look to do one more hike and then hit the pause button, which explains the reaction in markets that we've been seeing. Interestingly enough, however, the yen hasn't been as inclined to want to participate in the rally against the U.S. dollar today. We wonder if this could be a sign of a potential reversal of bigger picture flow, especially given how much of a beating the buck has taken of late and how extended U.S. equities are looking once again. On the data front, investors haven't been bothered by discouraging export data out of China. The pound has perhaps found added gains on today's better than expected UK GDP print, and the euro has shrugged off worse than expected industrial production data. Looking ahead, we get the ECB minutes along with potential market-moving U.S. data in the form of initial jobless claims and producer prices. While producer prices aren't as market-moving as CPI, if this data points the other way today and comes in well above forecast, it could be the thing that forces the market to once again reconsider its position on the U.S. rates outlook. That's all for now.